Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
One of the most contentious debates in the General Assembly this year was the discussion over what happens with slot machine-style gaming machines in convenience stores and truck stops. The bill was introduced by Senator Aaron Rouse, a Democrat from Virginia Beach, who notes that the governor's amendment limiting where the machines can be located was overwhelmingly rejected by the Senate.
If you see the message we send today, is a 34-6 vote. You know, that's a very strong message that, you know, bipartisan message that we're speaking for our constituencies throughout Virginia. And so I truly hope that he takes a positive step forward in allowing skill game operators, which is our small businesses who operate throughout our Commonwealth.
Delegate Paul Krizak is a Democrat from Fairfax County who says he hopes the governor vetoes the bill.
I think it's important that if they're going to have a couple of machines inside a 7-Eleven, for example, that children are not exposed to that and are not playing those games.
And you think under the bill that the General Assembly sent to the governor, there is a danger of that happening?
Correct. I don't think that bill had enough robust regulation to make sure that didn't happen.
The governor now has a choice. He can either sign the bill that landed on his desk last month or veto it. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.